Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, Jack, I've gotten a little soother to soothe my throat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Long New Year's?
You can probably hear it.
2025, baby, you spat it out on yourself.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean for it to fall out. That was bad. But 5 second rule.
Or I think 10. It's even longer when it's on your chest.
Yeah. Yeah. How you been?
Shut up, man. I'm talking.
2025!
Shut up, I'm talking. By the way, guys, if you do enjoy this podcast, then you might enjoy the Tommy and Its Survival Tour. In April and May, I'm coming to Australia, the United Kingdom. I'm already there. But and America to do some live comedy. Jack is going to be the special guest on many of the shows, and you will absolutely love it. So look, if you find this funny, check out TommyInner.com, go in the description, and get yourself a ticket. Anyway, enjoy the episode.
Shut up.
Everyone for this year is going to have 2025 at the end.
All right, and then the year after, we'll go like this. 2026!
Nah, well, maybe, because everyone's going to think this year it's a Kwaidesu girl. But it's not. It's just me.
Okay.
But no one will know that.
Jack, welcome back. We're here and it's a new year. 2025. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fresh.
Yeah?
I'm feeling good. I'm revitalized. Touch me.
Oh, my God. So fresh.
So fresh. And, oh, was that a bit burny? Because I'm hot, too.
Oh, yeah, actually. I was thinking, why my finger hurts so bad?
Yeah, we're back. 2025, but we're not stopping having worse moments. We still
have. That's true. And so for anyone that doesn't know at home, obviously the new year means new listeners, am I right? So the segment, the podcast opens with a segment, and that segment is the worst moment of the week. Basically, how can I explain this? Every week, you have good moments and you have bad ones.
Sometimes you have bad ones, yeah.
And this is where we pick the worst of the bad ones. Now, these are usually, but also lighthearted. Because it wouldn't be like, you know, I was really depressed and I was thinking about ending it all. We wouldn't say that because that wouldn't be uplifting.
It's no one uplifting would like podcast. To hear us say that.
But we would say, like, I stubbed my toe. Right, Jack. Worst moment of the week. Oh, mate. I actually had a bad moment, you know.
Go on.
No, because it was bad.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just don't know how bad it is.
It could have ruined my night. All right. I was down at the club.
Oh, you've already been taking your 2025 resolutions.
Oh, yeah, I have. I was down.
Living more like a 20-year-old.
I was down at the club. I was dancing. I was doing this. I was a few drinks in, all right?
Mm-hmm. Because you're at the club.
You'll never believe what happened to me. What? Someone, and this never happened to me before, someone grabbed my bum. And I thought, this has never happened to me before. Someone gave a little squeeze. Now, Jack, luckily...
A little squeeze or a firm,
it was a firm squeeze, but this is the thing. They didn't get deep in there.
That's the worry.
If they'd have got deep in there, it probably would have ruined my night, let's be honest, because that's quite upsetting. Mm. They gave me a little squeeze, and so I was like, you can't be doing... you can't do that to someone.
Mm.
Especially not me. So I was a little like...
Especially not me, Tommy, in it.
Yeah, I was a little like jarred. So I turned around, and I saw this girl going, and like running back to her mates. So I assumed it was her.
Yeah.
So I went over, I said, excuse me, you just grabbed my bum. And she went, no, I didn't. She had this really snarky face. I said, no, I didn't. I was like, yeah, you did. You grabbed my bum. And she was like, no, I didn't. Leave me alone. I was like, no, don't play games with me. Someone grabbed my bum.
I'm proud of you for being, you know.
Well, I was clear. I was like, and that's not chill. You can't be grabbing my bum. You didn't get deep in there, but you can't be grabbing my bum.
Regardless.
Even
yeah.
if it's cheeky. I know you know who I am. She's like, what? And I was like, nah, I know you do. You can't be grabbing my bum. I didn't say that. I'm joking.
Starting to seem like maybe she didn't. You know?
No, I didn't say that. I just added that for comic effect. But I shouldn't be doing this because it's a serious story. I shouldn't be lying for comic effect. So anyway, I'm like, but also I do think she did know who I was.
We're more on the part where she grabs your ass.
Sorry, yeah. Grab my ass. And she's with these two guys. I'm like, did she grab my ass? I'm like, no. I'm like, liars. Because I saw, and here's the thing, I reveal my ace. I said, I saw you turn around and run over to them. She's like, no, I didn't. And I was like, yeah, I did. At this point, she starts giggling. She breaks. I've broken her. Mm. I think I can, I'm like, look, because I think I want to enjoy my night. I'm going to let you off the hook. I'm going to let you off. But don't you be grabbing no one's bum ever again. And then to make matters worse, Bill's there. He grabs my bum now. Completely gets
away. No! Completely takes, actually made a very good point.
Completely takes away my
He's
point.
Undermined you.
He's undermined me. At this point, I think, oh, maybe it was Bill that grabbed my bum the first time.
Oh my God, shit.
Wait, maybe I've just shouted at this girl
oh
for
my
10
God,
minutes.
Can you imagine?
I don't think it was, because I asked Bill, did you grab me the first time? Because I was a little bit freaked out, because I've never had my bum grabbed
before. No, it's not nice.
Have you had your bum grabbed before by a stranger?
Not by like a stranger, probably by a mate, which is like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, but I was a little
but not
like,
by a stranger.
I was jarred. And it really gave me a lot of empathy.
I kissed in a club by a stranger once. Oh, I didn't like that.
No. It's horrible. Give it fucking personal space, man.
Like, I was going to the cloakroom to either put something in or collect something, I can't remember. And this girl just ate shit and stacked it in front of me. And I went, and then thought, I should probably help her get up. So me and her mate helped her up. And then she like, very swiftly on with the upwards momentum, use it to swoop in and kiss me on the cheek and then run off.
Whoa.
And I went, no. I was like,
no. You can't do that.
You can't do that to people.
You can't be doing that. Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. So I'll be honest with you, Jack. That was a bad moment for me.
Yeah.
Luckily, I still enjoyed my night and I partied. You know, they played End of Beginning in the club. I was the only one going,
oh.
And when I'm back
Which
in
club
Chicago,
is this?
Not saying, because our stupid stalkery fans will show up.
Okay.
And then, this was awesome, this sort of redeemed the bum grabbing, as I said, play the Strokes, and then she put on the Strokes, the DJ. And
I thought you meant bum grab lady.
No, no, and I blew over the DJ a load of kisses, because I was like, thank you. No, but you would though, if she plays the Strokes.
Yeah, but a load is a bit.
Okay, it's a three, it's not really a load.
She just literally, one
she put
enough.
On specifically.
Were you trying to flirt with the DJ?
No, there was a height difference. No, because she was on a big thing over there.
Oh, but maybe when you got on the same platform, you would have been the same height.
Well, I'm not dealing.
And madly in love.
No, it would be
and
too
you
soon.
Could have went...
First of all, it'd be too soon. Second of all,
no, but it's 2025, man. Different year.
True,
but it's a whole different year.
I'm not going to go for a DJ, am I? I'm not. Fit.
And you said in the new year you wouldn't even be talking about that stuff.
I didn't. I
already
haven't.
Broken your New Year's res, bro.
No,
your res is already gone, bro.
What are you saying res, not res. What was your worst moment of the week, Jack? Was it worse than mine?
I'll be honest, I actually...
Getting grabbed?
My 2025 has been great, so I'm going to take this opportunity to instead speak of a previous worst moment that I didn't get to speak... Because we did our specials, didn't we? We did our Christmas special, New Year's special, so there was no opportunity for you to speak about this fucking awful moment I had towards the back end last year.
It's going to be all right. Come on, you got this.
I was robbed.
Really?
I got actually robbed on a train. I was on the train... And someone stole
very
my bag.
Vaguely about
well,
what
we, happened. I spoke about this on one of your streams, so it's like people might have heard a bit of this, but the story went on to develop. But so I got robbed on the train, so I thought. Because I went to sleep on the train, sleeping on trains, James Marriott encouraged.
Sure.
So I sort of, right, asleep. Sure, I've got my bag under the seat in front of me, near my feet. I'm going to get off feel if someone goes near my feet. So I'm not thinking anything. I've got my headphones in, whatever. I wake up at one of the stops. Whenever we stop, I wake up. So it's a skill I've managed to learn so that in case I'm at my stop and go, oh, I'm at my stop and get up. So it's a skill.
No skill.
Sort of evolution. Anyway, wake up at the stop. Can't find my bag near my feet. Hey, where's my bag? Thinking, oh, maybe I've shoved it or maybe like someone's moved it just because it was in their way. So I keep looking. Weird. Then we start setting off and I'm like, I really don't know where my bag is. So I take my headphones off. I'm like, where the fuck is my bag? And a lady next to me goes, are you looking for your bag? I'm like, yeah, it was under the seat there. And she goes, someone took it. She's like, someone just took it. I was like, oh shit.
And she didn't stop them.
Well, how's she know it's mine?
Oh shit, man.
So he just took it and got off the train. I was like, fuck, I've been robbed. Broad daylight robbed. Daylight robbery. That's what they call that.
Days.
My laptop. Robbed has all this footage from the tour we went on with me going around Albuquerque, New Mexico that I was going to turn into this big video.
Oh shit, that footage.
Yeah, like loads of footage is gone right on this laptop. My first ever merch drop, I made these glasses that I have one pair of. They're not in production anymore. They're gone. I quite like them. I only made them because I liked them. So they're gone. All sorts of shit. It was mainly the sentimental stuff that bothered me. I was
I
like,
can imagine.
I had my AirPods in there, but I was like, oh, to be fair.
They're not sentimental.
No, they were on their way out. They're breaking. I was like, oh, I was thinking I was going to have to replace them soon anyway.
They're just AirPods, you know what I mean?
They're just AirPods, nothing whatever. I'm thinking AirPods. Find my... I can track this fucker down.
Oh, yeah.
I find mine won't connect. It still reckons my headphones are in Bristol where I just was. Ugh. So I was like, oh shit, never mind. Well, that's not good. So I'm like, fucked essentially. I'm just like, oh, okay, great. I guess everything's ruined. I have no bag. So I go about my day. As I'm getting off the train, I say to the lady, like, what? Did he just take it? And she's like, no, he wasn't trying to steal from you. I'm like, what? And she's like, he thought that the guy sat in front of you had, it was his bag because it was under his seat. And he'd gotten up off the train and the guy thought he'd left his bag by mistake. So he grabbed it to go give it back to him. So this guy trying to be a fucking stupid do-gooder who helps people.
Stupid hero
of the day. Went around the whole train apparently going, is this just to make sure this isn't your bag? And everyone was saying no. Didn't think to wake me up, the guy nearest the bag. And just took it off and went away with it. But anyway.
Everyone wants to be a hero.
You know,
Jack.
I go on your stream, I complain saying I've been robbed.
Oh yeah.
Next day I get a message. Because I don't know if you remember when we went on tour, we had little labels on our bags.
No way.
That said, like, call this number if found. And I'm never taking it off. So I had to ring tour manager Adam and go, Adam, hope you're well. I know it's been a few months. Could you just keep an eye on that email address that's on the things? Because I've had my bag nicked, but supposedly it was by someone who wanted to give it back. So they might email. They emailed.
No way.
And they said, I've put your bag in the lost and found at the station.
What station?
I'm not going to say in case anyone wants to go to the station.
Wait, this isn't going to be out for a while, is it?
Well, yeah.
Then it sets you a nice time limit, a bit of a, you know, encouragement.
No, because I either need to go and pick it up or they need to fucking eventually send it to me. They've still not sent me the stuff. Oh. It's still there. I keep checking my Find My. It's there.
Well, anyone, it has to be a station between Bristol and Brighton so you can whittle it down. It does.
That's a lot of stops. I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, but if you ring every single stop and say, I have this bag with this red tag on.
No, I didn't say it was red, you prick.
You should hopefully be able to find it out. And also just claim your Jack Manifold.
It doesn't say my name anywhere on it.
I could go, hello.
There's a laptop in there. I'm hoping that they won't give it to anyone because my laptop's in there and they'll ask you to unlock it. You know, when you lose a phone, they're like, unlock it for me, please. To prove that it's yours. Someone would have to unlock my laptop, I think. It's got my face ID. No one has my face.
You think you just hold up an image of your...
Doesn't work.
Really?
It's got the infrared sensors, so it has to be like 3D. Checks depth. So I'm good. Anyway, so I now know it isn't stolen, but it is missing at a station. And I rang up... Shit. Oh, shit. Shit. Oh, censor that. Right. Anyway,
no, don't say it, please.
At whatever station I just said. And I rang up the station. I was like, hello. So I had something nicked
on the train.
No, don't say it. Well, cause just in case, censor it. I said, hello. Yes, I left a thing on the train and it's ended up at your Lost and Found. I could see on my Find My, because my AirPods are in there, it's at the Lost and Found. Can you send that to me? Because I'm not from there. I would have to go back and that's really out of the way and I don't really have time. And they were like, well, look, you can just come pick it up and that'll be very quick. Or, because I put in a missing item request, like, you're just going to have to wait for them to get back to your missing item request and ship it you by post. And they still haven't fucking done it. And like,
a day trip.
But I don't want to go on a day trip to fucking stupid...
That's a day trip. We can do a little Patreon vlog.
All right, fine. Well, you've won me over. I might do that. But anyway, basically, it felt stupid. I'm pissed off. And I still don't have my stuff back. But it's just sat... Now it's not stolen. It's just sat in an office somewhere. And I keep trying to convince them to check my bag out. I keep, you know, with AirPods, if they go missing, you can play a sound on them to find them. I keep playing the sound, hoping it will irritate the staff enough to go, all right, whose is this? And then get in touch with me.
Oh,
it's not worked.
Well, I'm just going to say, I think my moment was worse.
You didn't lose hours of memories that you still don't have back.
You didn't lose...
what was yours again?
Physically got grabbed in the bum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, yours is horrible. Sorry, forgot. I got so distracted by my story. I have bad memory.
Yeah, it's all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yours is bad.
No, yeah, it was.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Speaking of robbery, I went to Winter Wonderland.
Nice transition.
Right before
that was
right
pretty sick.
New Year. Because I don't know if you've ever, have you ever been to Winter Wonderland?
I don't even know what it is.
Hyde Park Winter Wonderland. It's like a big Christmas market. They have rides. It's like a big Christmas fair in London. Fuck, I love it. Me and Ellie go every year. It's our big date. We go on one, we always go on dates, but that's our one big date every year.
That's nice. I thought you two just went to escape rooms.
We do a lot of escape rooms. That's our big
thing. I think Winter Wonderland's sweeter than an escape room.
It is. We love escape rooms, but Winter Wonderland's our favourite date of the year every year. And we went again in 2024.
Favourite day of the whole year. Over your
favorite
birthday.
Date.
Over your
date.
And this is the difference between a T and an E and a Y.
Yes. So we went to Winter Wonderland. But every year I'm just like, it is fucking robbery there, man. It's so expensive for anything. I went and tried out a beer. It was a £7.50 pint.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just to begin with, that was rancid. Even Prava was £6.50. Prava?
What's Prava?
Like the cheapest, shittest beer you can think of. Ooh. Prava's usually like £5.50.
Doesn't sound like a Wonderland at all.
It is. It's a wonderful place full of Christmas magic. But they don't have to pay for it.
Just some lights and trees.
There's always like the big wheel presented by Disney Plus. The big wheel sponsored by Disney Plus.
Okay.
And you get a green screen picture there and you get to pick what background you have. And like three of them are just ads for Disney Plus shows. I'm like, who's buying the picture with the ad? Who's like, yes, I really want a picture of me and my wife holding each other and a picture of Deadpool and Wolverine on Disney Plus next to us? Like, who's buying that one?
Did you and Ellie get a photo?
We bought a few pictures, but none of the Disney Plus sponsored ones.
We bought
different ones. But, you know, you go in and there's like a few different bars. There's always like rides. There's fairground games.
Did you want
a ride? Oh, I love the rides. The rides are my favorite.
Are they crazy big rides or are they subtle, normal?
So I love a theme park, right? I love rides.
That checks out.
But I'm always a little bit freaked out. Bless you.
Sorry, so sorry.
It's all right. I'm always a bit freaked out by like fairground rides because I just don't trust their health and safety as much. Like Alton Towers.
My mum wouldn't let me go to any fairgrounds growing up.
I kind of get it.
Yeah.
But I've since been on them. And like, I don't know what it is. It freaks me out. I don't like human nature sometimes. Because like, what about my brain is wired to think, yeah, I really want to get strapped into a big, heavy bit of metal and flung around for a minute. I want to pay 10 quid for this. And I want to maybe die. Like, why?
I know why.
Go on.
Well, because we're always looking at pigeons and birds and thinking I want to be one of them.
Are we? Oh.
Yeah. And so it's like you get to be one for a bit, for a few.
I do really like, my favourite ones, if I could just say, are like the pendulums where you spin, but then it also like flings you like this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The best feeling. And I really like when you're coming back down and you're on the top end, so you're looking down at the ground and you plummet towards the earth.
You know, and crows do that all day. And pigeons and seagulls and just birds, really. Anything with wings, feathers.
Maybe not anything with feathers. Or wings, actually. Chickens can't fly.
Yeah, but that you can chop off their head.
God, who is...
All right, that's it. What is... It's the... Can you...
that delivery I've got,
turn off
it?
Your phone. When we're filming, man, this is outrageous. This is genuinely, next week, you're going to ask me, what was your worst moment of the week? And I go, funnily enough, Jack, it was in that podcast when your phone kept going off.
I'm sorry, I have a delivery of a bit of furniture.
We've all got deliveries.
Actually, that could be my worst moment of the week.
No,
it could.
Turn off your phone, I can hear it.
All right, well, I'm going to, but
No, turn it off. Off.
It's
not silenced, off.
No.
You're in the cinema.
No.
Turn it off.
No.
Why not?
What if an emergency happens?
It's not going to be an
horrible emergency. I had a horrible image then of my loved ones dying. I thought they won't be able to contact me.
Well, they shouldn't be anyway because you're filming a bloody podcast. Are they going to die?
No, they're dying.
If they're dying, right? If your mum is getting just brutally stabbed and hurt and your dad is just getting just hurt too and stabbed and Eleanor's tripped over the bathroom wire and it's got caught around her neck and she's strangling to death. You shouldn't be doing anything.
Have you watched Final Destination by chance recently?
That one did was Final Destination.
That was Final Destination, wasn't
anyway,
it?
Anyway.
But
you shouldn't be doing anything.
Horrible images to put in my mind.
This is episode 17.
Now I'm definitely not turning it off.
Right now, my mum could be in an alleyway getting stabbed to death and I just have to wait because it's episode 17 and I need to be here. Right, Jack? So get a grip.
Admittedly, that is just probably the delivery I've got coming today. But that could have been my other worst moment.
And if that driver killed
Helena... Wait, hold on. Let me tell you about this stupid... I ordered two shelves. I said, bring me two shelves, Amazon. They gave it to some stupid courier. I thought, whatever. They show up to my door. right? Some other courier, I don't fucking know, stupid one, came to my door the other day. He delivers one shelf. He goes, that'll be all. I went, no, no, I ordered two shelves. And he went, what? I went, I've ordered two shelves. He looked more, like, I really can't describe to you. He went, like, he looked horrified. I was like, what the fuck? He went, I'll check the van. He went back to the van. He was gone for like 10 minutes. I was still waiting at the door. Eventually, I just shut the door and went, I think he's gone. He came back. He's like, there is nothing else on the van for you. I have to ring the head office. But I figured he was going to leave and deal with this. In my doorway, just in front of me, just starts ringing the head office. The lady picks up. She goes, oh, your signal's a bit bad. He goes, I know my signal is bad. Quite rudely.
Did you not invite him in for a coffee?
No, I just stood in the doorway not knowing how long it would take.
That is a difficult social situation
to
navigate. It
was really. And he's just staring at me on the phone, being really rude to this operator, going, I know my signal is bad. I have a problem. Right? And he's like, I'm with the customer now. We do not have the half as delivery. I must have forgotten it at the depot. I must have forgotten it this morning. I don't know what I did. I must have forgotten it. But I don't have it. What do I do? And they went, is the customer happy to have you bring it on a different day? Because I don't know what else he was going to fucking do. Magic one out of the... Obviously, he's going to have to do that. I don't know why he's ringing the head office to tell... What is he going to do? He doesn't have the thing. Obviously, he has to go back and grab it. Anyway, so they go...
I just heard your phone text. You didn't turn it off.
That's yours.
It's not mine. Mine's down there.
Anyway.
I heard your phone go off.
Let me finish my story.
I'm sorry, but you didn't turn it off. Like
I didn't, because
I'm hearing texts.
I told you about my
loved
ones.
Well, if you're worried about your loved ones, someone's just broke the do not disturb to text you and you've not checked it.
It's true.
You haven't even put it on do not disturb. It's not even on silent.
Oh, I didn't put it back on do not disturb after the break.
I will walk. I will ring at Harry and I'll say, actually, new year, new fucking
I was
co-host.
Willing to ignore that and carry on my story. You've done is you've derailed the whole
podcast. It's very distracting to me.
To have this shout.
I'm sorry, but this is really...
Stop. Shut up.
Seriously
shut
rude.
Shut up. I'm talking. I was mid-story. The man is on the phone. We're going to have to cut all that shit. The man was on the phone. Anyway, he's like, what do I do? And the lady went, you're going to have to go and you're going to have to ask the customer to deliver on a different day. And I'm like... And then he goes, you can go now, mate. He's just made me stand and watch him have half a phone call. Okay. I shut the door. I go back upstairs. Then the doorbell rings. I go back. The same fucker is there on the phone, still at my door. He didn't think to go back to the van. He just carried on standing at my door. And he goes, they want to speak to you. So now I take the phone and he goes, my phone's very broken. You'll have to put it to your ear like this. So I'm having to speak to this lady on the phone. And I go, hello? And then she goes, hi. Yes, we're so sorry we don't have your thing. Are you okay with it being delivered on a different day? But yeah, that's all right. And she went, okay, excellent. Thank you very much. You can give the phone back now. And then he made me sign something and then he left. I had this 20-minute ordeal for them then to pick a day that I'm not even in to try and re-deliver it. So that's probably them texting me saying...
Oh, is it him right now?
That was Yeah. That was
the same guy?
I don't know if it's the same guy. I don't know. I don't have his number.
You can't...
Oh, no. We are delighted to confirm that we have successfully delivered your Amazon order. Guys, forget about it. It's all good.
All that for a shelf. Right, Jack.
Really good shelf.
I'm going to move on from whatever weird... That was actually a good story. There's no need to diss that. That was a very good story. Jack,
happened,
I don't know if you know this, but in one of our previous episodes, before our two specials that was filmed slightly more recently, I was very ill.
You were
a couple of weeks
ill.
Ago. Now, a weird thing about this episode is I seriously thought that I was filming that at the end of my illness. But what happened was we filmed the episode at the beginning of my illness.
Mm.
So usually when we are on these podcasts, we're talking about things with the power of hindsight. But what happened was we talked a lot of in-depth about me worrying I'd done something really wrong, but I didn't know what it was, worrying about the shapes. And then I went home and went, I'm not taking the piss. Oh my God. I've just told the whole world about the really wrong thing I've done, but I don't know what it is yet. And I started freaking the fuck out at home because I was like, why would I even agree to do that podcast? Now everyone's going to know. And I started tripping out again. And that night, I fucking tripped balls, man. For like 4 days in a row, I was sweating my... I actually wrote down a few notes in my phone that, I wrote down really specifically. So I was ill for about 4 days. I did nothing but sit on the sofa and just sweat. Sweat and shudder and not. I hardly ate. It's as long as I've gone without eating. Well, I ate, obviously, but like.
No, they do
really
say
kill my appetite.
Is it the flu you're supposed to starve out? They do say like
it was awful.
Like, that's how your body reacts. It kills your appetite.
But what I wrote down is that night the shapes came back, and I could. But for the first time ever, I've been able to describe the shapes. Okay, okay. You know, like and I've really got a great description. You know, someone was like, okay, fold a square in half. Cool. Fold I don't know, another shape in half, but there's four corners. Okay, cool.
That's a square.
Okay, eight corners. Cool. What it is like, the shapes, is like someone's just said to me, fold 319 rusty corners in half right now or you're in trouble. That's what it's like. So I had to fold these, and I was freaking out.
That does not make sense. What do you mean
that makes complete sense?
That makes no sense.
So I saw the shapes multiple times. The only thing that saved me from the shapes was Bruce. Mum said this. Mum said, because I rang up Mum, I said, Mum, I've just seen the fucking shapes again, Mum. I've just seen them. She says, what you need to do, Tom, is you need to listen to a song that you know, so when you wake up, you'll be able to be brought back to reality, you know? Like when Doctor Strange kicks someone out of their body. It's like me, you swim when they swim back into their body. So I woke up one morning at 6 a.m. I'm seeing the shapes. I'm literally seeing the shapes.
I wake up,
I start panicking because the shapes have just got me. But then quickly, I play Badlands by Bruce. And it brings me back to life. And I was so happy to be a Bruce fan.
Am I taking the pit? Was that the Pirates of the Caribbean theme he just did? That was not a Bruce Springsteen song.
No. Okay, and then this is the other one. I had this crazy dream, right? This is the maddest dream I've had in such a long time. I had to write it down.
Yeah.
Right, so I was hanging out with Drake. I know.
You sure know how to pick your mates. You tell you what, you've done a great job over the years of picking good friends.
I was hanging out with Drake. And he was like, let's go produce this song. I want to see if you got any talent. I was like, all right, Drake.
Let's go visit my friend Diddy.
So we were like joking around. He was like, right, I want you to try producing this song. I'm like, okay. So he goes, try doing this. And what I do is I start singing him this song with this melody where it's like, I am Tom Simons. I am Tom Simons. I work really hard because I am Tom Simons. And he's like, that's amazing. Let me lay a beat to it.
That's amazing.
But what Drake doesn't know, and this is what I was like, man, that melody came to me so quick. Where did that come from? Oh my God, Jack. It's a Bo Burnham song. Left Brain, Right Brain from
You'd
what?
Stole it.
So I stole Bo's melody. But Drake was so into it that I didn't think I could just fucking not.
Tell Drake, no.
Tell Drake, hey, and the song was starting to sound good, man. Had some lovely beats behind it. Sorry, what I wrote here was producing a song with Drake, but I just stole Bo's song, but Drake thought I was this really good freestyler, so now I'm in a pickle. I wrote the morning.
Sounds like a pickle.
Yeah, so it was real, real bad. But Jack, the illness did clear up finally.
Yeah.
And I went on a walk after days of not being able to, and I wrote this to myself on a walk. You ever go on a walk after you've been ill and you just notice everything again? It's beautiful. And you just start to look up this time at everything around you. And I just thought, wow. I mean, I was seeing
you were just happy to be alive.
I was so happy. And I saw the squirrels.
They're not like a hallucination. They're just real squirrels.
They were so real. And they were crawling all over me. Probably get ill. Really.
No, we don't tend to share diseases with those guys.
Yeah, mate. But yeah, I was genuinely... I don't even remember what I said in that episode. I just know that episode was cut 20 minutes shorter than all of our episodes.
Yeah, we really struggled with that one.
It was 43 minutes instead of an hour, which makes me think I must have said 17 minutes worth of unusable
just
stuff.
Just waffle.
Just shut. And I'm like, fucking hell, what even happened?
There's a lot of me going, what?
Or you going, I don't think you can quite say that in that way. I was on quite a full on. I was full on.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have filmed that
one. No, I did tell you not to.
Even between the Patreon, everyone went, we don't have to keep going.
Yeah, well, we did the Patreon vlog that week and we all thought, you know what, that might be enough for everybody.
I was asking you as well, like mid-podcast, I was like, Jack, I have to know if I'm self-obsessed. I was in this deep spiral and I was like, Jack, I have to figure this out right now on the podcast. Am I an arsehole? And you didn't even stop me. No one stopped it. It made it to air.
Everyone thought it was just one of your usual silly
questions.
No, it was.
I was really, really sick.
Yeah.
And I was like deep in like a... bad. I was bad. I was down bad as Taylor Swift would say. I know, because I had a few days. I was like, no, I'm not, obviously. But I was like,
that's what you took away. I don't know if you remember what I told you. It doesn't matter.
Now, I rang up my mum. I was like, mum, all right, aren't I? She was like, yeah. And I was like, cheers. She wouldn't lie to me. She's my mum. She has my best interest at heart.
Yeah, mothers often never lie to protect the feelings of their children.
My mum don't. My mum says some horrible shit to me. My mum does not protect my feelings.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
But she also tells me some...
Speaking of parenthood, I had a weird dream last night, this morning.
Okay.
Sometime recently.
All right, hit me, baby.
I dreamed that I had a child, but not one of my own. I hadn't birthed... Well, I never would birth it, would I? My girlfriend hadn't birthed it either. Me and Ellie, I had a dream we were on a train or perhaps a lift. Either in a lift or on a train, hard to tell.
Is it?
It is now. It's a dream. They're always difficult, aren't they? And there was this kid in there. And I was like, hey, kid. Well, I don't think
it's
I...
a weird way
I
to...
I don't think I initiated the conversation.
No, you still make Minecraft videos?
No.
Really?
Not unless you ask me to, perv. But anyway, I said, hey, kid. Or maybe he said hey to me. I mean, I forget. But again...
Speaking to this kid.
Where's your mum? Where's your mother? Or maybe I saw his mum and she left him. I can't remember. I was like, why are you here by yourself? And he's like, I've been left. I'm alone. And I was like, damn. I'll make sure you're good. Don't worry. Like, I'll look after you, man. I form a bond with this kid over the course of trying to get him to like a responsible adult. You know, I was like, shit, well, he's my responsibility now, you know, like this is a little kid by himself, you know, and I guess I got to look after him. He's very young. Like I'd say sort of like 3 years old or something like that. A very young kid. I'm like, shit. So, I take this kid. Eventually, I get him to an orphanage. That's where you put orphans, I guess. I didn't really know who else. Maybe the police would have been the first. I took him to an orphanage. And I got there and I was like, yeah, bless him. Bless him. Like, orphaned now, he is. And then I sort of made this mistake of then saying, do you think he'll get fostered then? And then I said whatever his name was, I don't remember now. But then I saw his face, and I think what he'd heard was fostered, and his name, and his face lit up. And I think he got the impression that I was going to take him home with me. And I saw the joy in his eyes. And I thought, shit. I'm going to have to do it. I have I can't crush this child the way he's already been crushed. I went, shit. And I looked at Ellen, I'm like, I guess we have a kid now. And there was this moment there right before I woke up where I thought, you know what? I could do this. I'm ready. And I woke up going, ooh. Am I? But in my dream, once it had been sprung upon me, I felt responsibility consume me and I went, I can do this.
Jack,
that happened to me.
I don't think you can be dreaming about this sort of thing.
What?
About taking home kids.
Right, well, you really... No, you really misinterpreted.
I wouldn't be admitting to it either.
Don't twist...
Because you saw...
Don't twist this story of me... saving a poor, abandoned child.
Can I tell you what I heard?
Nobly choosing to adopt said child.
Can I tell you what I heard from that? Is that the kid's mum maybe left him.
No,
for a
abandoned
bit.
Him.
Like, maybe.
This was, it's a dream. It's full
of abandonment. Can I tell you what I took from that? That she maybe abandoned him, or maybe he was just by himself and he was sad. And the kid told you, I've been left. So you said, okay, I'm going to take you. So you took the kid. You didn't ring the police or child services. You took him straight to an orphanage.
Oh, child services. I mean, it's
then,
hard. It's
then you
blurry.
Had a conversation with one staff member at the orphanage, said the word foster. You saw the kid smile and you thought, oh, he's smiling. I can't let him not smile. So you took him home with you. and declared him as yours.
And
Jack, that isn't
him.
That
raised him as my own.
That's not okay.
Well, it was.
And
it
you
was
can't
legal.
Do that.
I did everything legally in the realm of the dream. And trust me, I was reluctant. I didn't know whether I was ready for that. I didn't do this for myself. It was selfless. I did it for him. Because God damn it, I can't let that kid get let down one more time. I think what I did was correct in that moment.
I know you do. And that's where I think the law would say it wasn't.
No, because I legally fostered him. I didn't just like, I didn't just take a child. I took him to the services. Who then the services went, well, he's taking a fondness to you. Do you want him? And I went, all right, then, yeah, sure. Fuck it.
Right.
You know, I don't know if this is the right thing. I don't know what this journey is going to bring, but I tell you what, I hope that I've just saved a life.
All right. Speaking of
taking
kids,
another kid out of the system, that horrible system.
Speaking of the kids, I remembered something the other day. I remembered the dumbest thing I've ever done, you know?
Speaking of the kids?
I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
I'll write it down again on my phone. I just need to get it word for word because I can't not say it right. Right. So, this was when I was in year four. And I'd just seen...
So you're what, eight?
Yeah.
Nine,
And
maybe?
I'd just seen Harry Potter, yeah?
I just seen the film. For some reason, I thought... I was like,
I'd just seen the film Harry Potter.
I genuinely thought for a second that you knew someone called Harry Potter who you'd met.
So I'd just seen Harry Potter, okay. And I thought that scar he had on his head, everyone thought the scar was sick. And I remember thinking, that's sick. I want my own scar. And I didn't know how you got scars at the time. So what I did was, I went to, you know, the school playground. You know, you had them wooden beams.
Not you got to be more specific than you know them.
You know the wooden beams, like the trim trails, the wooden beams you'd like walk on.
Eh?
The wooden bit. Everyone know, anyway. The school playground. You had those wooden beams that you sort of walk on and you hold on either side. Anyway, whatever. Everyone.
No.
Everyone else knows the wooden beams in like the little play bit. What I did was I went up to a wooden beam, and I got my head, and went like this. To try and get a scar like Harry Potter. And I looked, I ain't got a scar, I did it again. I was thinking, this ain't giving me no scar.
The really long pause was probably worth struggling to think at the time.
Like, this ain't giving me a scar. And then I remembered something that was sick. I already have a scar. I have a scar from when I put the bucket on my head and I slammed it into the thing.
Yeah, from the top.
So I realised that I've already got it. Thank God I realised, because then I stopped slamming my head. I just thought, I had suddenly a bit of that hindsight as a bit older. I thought, some of the shit I did as a kid, I mean, that was, that was bad. I remember once at school
as well.
Did you end
up with a big bruise?
I don't even know. I remember being like, I think I did it a few times when this hurts. Do you know what I did as well? Do you remember in school when they said you can't put, plastic bags on your head?
Oh, yeah, because you suffocate and die.
Yeah, yeah, I remember the teacher said that, and I was like, that can't be true. So I put plastic bag on my head. And then the teacher was like, Tom, get that bag off your head. And I was like, whoa, why? I didn't even feel nothing weird. But yeah, so I haven't done it since. But I just would always experiment.
I just have to be sure.
I like Mythbusters, really, but with very common knowledge.
Things that people have said to you that you just need to test.
Like common knowledge.
Thank God no one ever challenged you about drinking bleach or something. Yeah, you don't drink bleach, you'll die. You might.
Remember, they said to me at school, you can't drink 30 glasses of water. I said, I beg to differ. And I ended up in hospital.
Yeah, you need
I've
to
always
stop
just
testing
done
these things on yourself.
The one I always got so close to was putting the Hoover to my eye. I always wanted to put the Henry Hoover up to my eye to see if my eye was strong enough to stay in this socket. But I never did that.
It makes you feel better. I think it would have been, but I also don't think that would have been pleasant or nice.
No, but I got it so close so many times. And then I pussied out. But yeah, that was the dumbest thing
I
ever
did. You're a real pussy man for not putting your eye in Hoover.
That was the dumbest thing I ever did. I remembered it and I just thought, that is sick.
Yeah, I don't think I've got anything like that. I mean, like I've been a fool. Nay, I've been stupid, but like I
more emotionally really than physically.
No.
Even
I'm sure
skiing, you remember that?
Oh my God. Yeah, you just have no sense of danger.
I don't think I do. I think it's my very sheltered upbringing has given me no sense of, which is why I'd be a great action hero. But also, I do have a sense of danger when it comes to heights. I don't like cliff jumping.
It's only because you've thrown yourself off of them a few times now.
Yeah, no, and each time I hate it. That's been really clear. It's given me respect for the Y level.
Just wait till you get respect for the Z axis, my friend.
I haven't got respect for Z or X. Yeah, but the Y level, I'm full. Nah.
Wait till you go on a big run.
Big. Oh, yeah.
That'll really give you some respect for X and Z. But, yeah. Hey, I don't know what my stupidest thing. I'm like really trying to think, but
you might not have one.
I definitely will, but I don't know if I can remember the stupidest thing.
We don't always have to match each other.
I don't think I can match your stupidity.
You know, Silimus.
Oh, you want to speak about Silimus?
Silimus happened. Max, so our mate Max did this amazing event where he got everyone a few weeks ago to karaoke and dress up.
Yeah,
but Jack, I had a real. This was almost my worst moment. I had a real awkward moment, you know. Well, after Silimus, I was quite drained because I'd done my stand-up set and we'd had a night. It'd been a big old night.
What do you think of that, by the way? First ever stand-up set in front of your audience?
I love posting clips from it.
I've noticed that, yeah.
Yeah, oh, I'm not slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying that on your feed, even though you were there on the night?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not really the target audience.
But I hope you watch them all the way through for my retention.
And sure, yes. What did you think of
this? I enjoyed it. They were quite, you know, I did do it at 1:45 in the middle of a karaoke evening, so they're a little more hecklier. That you're yawning right now. You're yawning, but keeping it in. I watched you just yawn there and keep it in. I could see it. Your mouth got lower.
Yeah, I was just lowering my mouth.
Oh, you bastard. I'm not telling you any more about
myself. I want to know.
It was very good. It was very good. I thought my set could have been better. I thought it could have been quicker, but it was excellent to do in front of an audience. It's that same thing on tour where just the lights are really bright. So you just feel the same as like you're doing it to 10 people. Just as more energy in the room. But I loved it.
Good.
But what I didn't love was after the gig, because everyone was fucking hammered at Silimus, but not me. I was very sober. I was very tired. And I went outside and I was waiting for my Uber. And these three girls came over to me from the Silimus, right? Probably about our age. They were like really quite big fans and they got a photo of me and I was really tired and really ready to get in an Uber. And they were quite pissed. And they were like really excited to meet me. They're telling me all the stories about watching my videos. I was like, yeah, yeah. One of them just went, oh, you're really quite awkward, aren't you? And I just thought, shit. Yeah, I am. I properly am. And I usually would have some sort of defense for this. You know me, I don't take defeat very easily, but I did in that moment. I just
accepted it.
I sort of saw myself in the mirror of this girl's eyes and what she must be thinking. And I thought, yeah, I really am an awkward person.
I just can't believe it took that for you to realize.
Well, just this girl just meeting me, being so excited to meet me, and then like vocally expressing her underwhelmment in being like, oh, you really are like awkward. And I just thought, fuck, shit, yeah, I have been this whole time too, you know, because sometimes I can switch it on if I need to. I can really try and switch it on, but I couldn't switch it on then. And she saw the real me, and the real me isn't equipped to handle it.
I could be awkward, man. Everyone could be awkward, especially after you've had a long day.
But it was the real me, Jack. You know, it wasn't the... But there were no layers to me there. I was vulnerable. I was stood in the cold, in the rain, waiting for my Uber. It's 4 minutes away. But, and they were telling me very heartwarming stories, but I didn't have much in me to sort of...
Well, here's the thing. I've learned you just can.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I had a great experience the other day. I went to go see the Yogs cast.
Oh, yeah.
For the last day of Jingle Jam. Jingle Jam is like a big charity thing the Yogs cast do every year. They get all the creators together, raise some money over the first 2 weeks of Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Raised $2.5 million this year.
Thanks to us.
Partially thanks to us. We did do our bit. I went up for the
last
day.
$2.5 million.
$2.5 million. And you know, it's all fundraising as well. I spoke to them because I assumed some of it was like corporate. Like you know, a lot of people were like, they'll like speak to like, I don't know.
Yeah, in Cinemas, Jacksepticeye gets like...
That's not Cinemas, that's Thankmas.
Thankmas. He gets like a million... People need to stop putting the word mass and a-thon at the end of things. We can get to that in a bit. But like Thankmas, he gets like 100 grand from brands, doesn't he?
Yeah, which is... No, there's nothing
wrong
with...
I think that's probably because he threatens them.
Anyway, look. I assume Jingle Jam would be similar. Just because it's such a big amount of money, I figured it was a lot from brands. Apparently, they get 70 grand from one brand that I've forgotten the name of, and that's it. Which, in the grand scheme of 2.5 million, is like nothing. I went to go on the last day of Jingle Jam. They had me in for their talk show, Coffee with Boba. Except Boba was ill, and we drank cider, not coffee. So it was more cider with P-Flax, as they called him, who was the stand-in host. He was a lovely guy. I'd never met him before. And we did the show, you know, whatever. And then afterwards, we went to the pub and we sat. And the Yogs cast, like, everyone knows they're in Bristol. Everyone knows what pub they go to.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, it's kind of like us with that one pub that Toby let everyone know we go
Bootlegger.
To.
Bootlegger.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, everyone knows what pub they go to. So throughout the night, you know. But what they obviously, a lot of people grew up watching the Yogs cast.
Were you with Simon and Lewis?
No, they didn't come out to the pub afterwards. I did see them both. They were both in.
Not really.
I got to meet Simon for the first time. That was fun. But a bit awkward.
Why?
Well, me and Simon didn't get off on a good foot.
Why?
So I once went to see something he tweeted and found out he had me blocked on Twitter. And I went, oh shit, have I upset Simon? Because I never met Simon. You. And I was like, shit, have I upset Simon? So I messaged Paul Choi, my manager and good friend of the Yogs cast. I went, shit, Paul, have I upset Simon? He's got me blocked. And Paul went, I don't know why you would have. I'll send him a message.
When was this?
A few months ago. Sometime this year. And I don't think you would have upset Simon.
I would have got a pang of anxiety.
Really didn't like it because I was like, shit, I haven't offended Simon. I love doing stuff for the Yogs cast. I've never met Simon, but I'd love to. And shit. I messaged Paul. I'm like, he's like, I'll find out for you. Apparently Simon, when Twitter got bought by Elon in a fit of rage, downloaded a Chrome extension that blocked everyone with a blue tick. And because I was in that club that got the free blue tick, I didn't have to pay for it. I got caught in the crossfire.
How many people do you think have had a pang of anxiety because Simon only...
Well, he's probably got you blocked, I would imagine.
Oh, no, surely not.
Blue tick?
Oh, yeah, but the blue tick's cool.
But I wouldn't say that, but...
Well, it still is on Instagram and TikTok.
Used to be. Oh, everywhere else it's still cool. But yeah, you got blocked by Simon. So anyway, I've never met him before. All these times I've been up to see the Yogs cast, and then I'm sat in the office and this guy comes over and immediately goes, I'm sorry for blocking you on Twitter, I hope I didn't upset you. I'm like, oh no, it's good, I hoped I wouldn't upset you. And we had this really like weird apology off. We like both apologized for this like weird thing that neither of us had anything to do with. But anyway, I got to meet Simon, lovely. And then we went out to the pub. It was Pyrion who had hosted the show, and like Harry and a few others. We're all at the pub, and then like their audience now, obviously, is like people who are like our age when we watched your cast, like, you know, like,
and probably a bit older as well.
10, 12.
Yeah.
But now they're like, it's like people that used to watch them back then, but are now in like their 20s and stuff at a pub, and they see the Yogs cast, and they like, there's always, obviously, it's a big group. So everyone always comes over and goes, you guys are the Yogs cast. And it's like always fun. I always like, because no one ever really recognizes me when I'm with them. So like, I quite enjoy
it. I'm not the Yogs cast.
No, actually, this usually I go, and Jet Manifold? Because, well, this time, someone went around and like, went, you're the Yogs cast, you're Pyrion, and you're Ravs, and you're... And they went around the whole table and just skipped me. And I was like, oh, we don't fuck with Jack, huh? Okay, no, that's cool. But anyway, you know, they come up. Anyway, this one lad came up to us, and he's like, it's my birthday, can I get a picture of you guys? And we're like, yeah, sure, has a picture. And he goes, says to Pyrion, who I guess must host a podcast or their podcast, I'm not 100% sure. He goes, Pyrion, can I get a shout out on the podcast? I've never seen anyone just with a fan just go, no. And he just told him no. And he went, what? And he's like, no. And he kept trying to explain to him, stop trying, you're not having one.
Whoa.
Or like something like that. But like, it wasn't rude. It was just he was just like, no.
That's, I appreciate that.
And then the guy was like, can you at least say you hate me on the podcast? And can you shit on me? And he went, if I remember, I will do that. That's funny. But I can't give you a shout out. I can't give everyone who asks for a shout out.
We, funnily enough, by the way, our viewers, anyone that asks for a shout out, we will give.
I'm actually going to tell you no. I really liked watching him do it. I will tell you no firmly and maybe punch you in the gut.
If anyone asks me for a shout, I'll write it in my notes and then I'll shout you out. So if you see me, treat me like a zoo animal.
I'll punch you in the stomach. That's what the comments always say for some reason in on these podcasts. So I will. But yeah, I just... Have you been to the Oscast office?
Yeah.
I've robbed it
for a video.
Of course, yeah. They've nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that the end goal of YouTube should be to do what they've done.
They've won.
They've completely finished the game.
And every year they raise a couple million quid.
And like they have this lovely office that has like a real like
it's
nice
they
environment.
The game, it's just that they've won.
They have won, yeah. It's like...
They're
in extra game content now. They finished the objective.
They're prestiged.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just playing Ganondorf.
They're just playing for fun now. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But like, I go in, they got this lovely office with all this cool memorabilia over all the things they've done over the years that are all sick.
Yeah, we've got that as well, like that lamp and that phone.
Yeah, but you know they have like the hippo. First golden play button ever.
I didn't know that. I held it.
And it's sick. Like that's there. And they have, this is the coolest thing they have. They have the World of Warcraft server that Simon and Lewis met on. They got World of Warcraft to send them the physical server and they encased it in glass and they've got it. Isn't that sick? What like a cool thing. Like they've got so much cool shit.
It's proper like nerd paradise.
It's like nerd paradise. There's a lovely work environment. They all go in and they work in the day and then they go home in the evening.
Well, first of all, that's how an office works. That's not shit on this office. You know, we've got a nice environment.
I think you're on the way.
If you want, I can get the Dream S&P box for you.
No, we met on S&P Earth.
I get the S&P Earth box.
We should.
There you go.
Put it in the back of the podcast.
Yeah. So just chill out.
But like, I don't know, man. I love the environment there. Everyone's like...
Yeah, it's amazing.
They clock in, they clock out. It's just like...
You really like that they go in and out.
Well, you know,
That's one of the more basic things to be excited about.
There's that always... I said it on the last episode, but there's always that like... Always a 9-to-5 harder or a YouTube harder. I'm not here to fucking talk about that because I don't care.
Okay. You have bin men. And you have YouTuber.
He did this on the last Patreon,
so much harder.
No, but like... I'm not here to talk about that because I think
everything has
its own difficulties. I've worked a 9-to-5, I've done this. There's certain elements of this that are like way easier, obviously. We're just chatting shit, but there's certain bits that are harder, like the mental
stress.
It's
hard, yeah.
And like
surgeons elements. Obviously go home and just like chill out.
No, I'm not saying that. Fuck off. Every job has its difficulties is my point. But anyway, the one thing about this that I think is the hardest part is the like being able to clock off and like you can get very obsessive and get into the weeds of things. And I like that they've created an environment where it is like you do it for a bit and then you go home and you enjoy your day or you go to the pub with everybody. I like...
You can have that environment.
Yeah, but I think having a workplace of people that are like-minded in this space, which is hard to find, other people that also treat it that way in this space. Because let's face it, most people just obsess over it all the time.
Not me.
Not you, no. But I'm saying
come
most
hang
people,
out with me more, pal.
We do hang out.
Too much.
Exactly.
No,
I need
I'm
more
just,
people
just
that treat it the way you know. And I like it. It's cool.
No,
I just think
great.
They've nailed it. I think they've really figured it out. And I just wanted to sing their praises and say,
yeah,
thanks, Oxcast. You're really cool.
Definitely seeing them inspired me to want to get an office and like have that.
Oh, yeah. I like my.
Amusingly, now I stream from my house again, but still.
No, a lot of them stream from their houses and stuff.
Yeah.
But like they have that environment. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool what they've done. We really got into the weeds.
We really did get right into the weeds. But look,
that's all right.
We still can get
find that stuff really fascinating.
Yeah. Our three.
Usually our patrons. If you like the sound of that, this is a lot of the shit we talk about.
Our three viewers that also listen to Diary of a CEO listen to that bit and we're like, yes. What's your.
Colin and Samir.
Yeah, you have a.
Oh, well, I guess I'll say this. This is a big question. So I guess I'll have to say this for the Patreon now because I wanted to. I have one question. I'm going to tease you with it. It just says, where next for Tom Simons?
I wanted to know
what 2024
is like a Colin and Samir.
I just wanted to know where 2025 had you going.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But well, there's not enough time. Unless you want to give me a 3-minute summary.
No, I won't. But I will tell you about Dunelm.
Right, never mind.
Just enough,
we'll close it out with Dunelm.
There's just enough time to tell you about Dunelm and B&Q.
Okay.
I saw what I can only describe as one of the most harrowing sights of my entire life. All right? Dunelm is a furniture shop.
It is.
And inside the big Dunelm, which my mum always raves about.
Where's the big one?
I went to Shoreham.
Okay.
I went to big Dunelm, and it has a cafe in it upstairs. And I
yeah,
was,
a lot of furniture shops do.
In this cafe, there was like 40 old people. And I was thinking, if I was at the end of my life, you know, not long left. The end of my life, Jack. The last place I'd want to go is the back of a Dunelm. Because it's just miserable in there. It's bright lights. It's liminal. The people are nice, sure. But there's fake plants. There's a bad selection of lamps and coffee tables. I know this because I went to buy a lamp and a coffee table. I didn't get what I wanted. I left when there's a lot of bins. Loads of bins. So I've got myself a good bin, for a good couple bins from Dunelm.
Your bin was broken.
But Jack, why would you go to the top of a Dunelm if you're at the end of your life?
I couldn't.
I nearly wanted to go and free these people.
I was about to say, like, well, I suppose for old people, getting out of the house can be a bit tough sometimes because of their ailing bodies. So getting anywhere is a pleasure.
But park, or there was a
somewhere else.
There was
a
coffee shop opposite the Dunelm that looked quite nice. Everyone should go there.
Yeah.
It can't because of the food. It's Dunelm food. It can't because of the and it wasn't there was one or two old people. There was a gaggle.
It's weird.
Couldn't believe.
It is a bit sad. Aging is sad.
I'm quite excited to be old.
Are you? What are you going to do with it?
Be wise? Be dead wise?
Yeah, but with all, you know, often through gaining wisdom, it takes sorrow to get there.
Oh, no, it's a new year.
I fear the sorrow.
I don't fear the sorrow. I embrace the sorrow. Just literally how the moral of Inside Out 1, the whole point of that film was to embrace sadness, Jack. Let sadness take control of the control panel.
What was the plot of 2? Was it embrace anxiety as well, or was that...
No, actually, the plot of 2 was stick anxiety on the chair back there. But right. Let anxiety occasionally do a tiny bit of submit. I tried rewatching 2 when I was ill, but it was, 1, it made me cry, and 2, it was too stressful, so I turned it off.
Yeah, I haven't watched 2, but it seems...
It's really stressful. I can't believe it was the biggest grossing film ever, because it must have put some kids through some fucked up shit, because it put me through
apparently
some
shit. Moana 2 is doing incredible. Did you even know that was out?
No.
Apparently it's already made like 700 million at the box office.
Oh, we should be making what?
It's the biggest animated opening weekend ever.
We could be making Soana right now. Shut up, I'm talking. Moana.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you. Or like suit animated, you know? What are we doing here?
But can you believe that? Moana 2 got the second biggest opening ever. I didn't even see any marketing for it. I didn't know it was happening.
I saw it on the bus, actually.
Yeah, but like one poster on a bus is not like... I've not seen a single ad anywhere.
Well, maybe it wasn't targeted to you.
Well, it's not. But you usually... No Disney film is. I saw everything about fucking Elemental and that looked shit.
Oh, it was pretty good, you know.
Is it? Because it looked terrible.
It was terribly marketed, yeah.
Mm. Maybe that's why they gave up on marketing. Maybe they just weren't actually marketing. It's hurting us.
Right.
Should we check out how this worm's doing?
Oh, yeah.
Wormy boy!
Okay, is that a new thing we're going to do every 2025 episode?
Oh, worm there. Just there. Another one there. Movement. No, that was my reflection throwing me off.
I don't connect with these worms in quite the same way that you do. Genuinely, ever since I saw the bloodworm, any string... Oh my God, this was another thing that happened when I was really ill. There was a bit of string on my floor and I started like... I could swear it moved. So I went over to it with like a fist balled up and was ready to get it. And then it was string.
Nothing.
Yeah, it was just string.
Well, the worms are fine, but they're not moving. They don't do anything interesting these days.
Maybe they're depressed.
It's getting a bit disheartening.
I'd be a bit depressed if I was stuck in a fucking... metal box.
I would not be depressed if I was stuck on the Shut Up I'm Talking set. Oh, wait, I am. I've got to film another Patreon episode. Guys, we'll see you over there. Make sure right. You subscribe to this and make sure if you did like the little chat we had about like YouTube-y stuff.
Oh, it's going to continue.
That is the sort of stuff we talk about on the Patreon.
A little more candid, a little more real, you know. So come over, join our Patreon, top link in the description. And we'll see you over there on the
Patreon.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.